Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Before I get into the message, can you please help me, Hermione, on the keys just for a few minutes? I like to talk and there's music behind. I think it's an Xhosa thing, I'm not sure. If you can just play Reckless Love for us. Yeah, just softly. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you for the freedom that we have in your presence. There is fullness of joy and there is pleasures forevermore in your presence. We are praying for a revolution in our thoughts. Let there be a transformation. We ask of you, O Lord, to change us. It is very clear that we cannot change ourselves. It's only you who has the power and the authority to go deep down into our intentions, our desires, our motives, and transform us. We thank you for the power of your word. And tonight, we are making an effort to trust you, to believe you, to fear you, to love you, and to obey you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we all stand up on our feet? I want you to open your Bible in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. God is good all the time, all the time. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now, I want you to look at the person next to you. Look at the person next to you. And I want you guys to read that verse to each other. Awesome. Now, if you have a pen, I want you to underline those words, our hearts. We are busy with the subject of freedom. Freedom begins in the heart. And it begins with the love of God. We are all South Africans and Nicola is French. And most of us, we are aware of the political climate in South Africa, even economically. We are talking so much about economic freedom in our lifetime. That is what we are talking about. But because of love, let the subject change. Let it be spiritual freedom in our lifetime. Everybody say spiritual freedom in our lifetime. Spiritual freedom in our lifetime. In Jesus' name. Now, in the world, they usually say, leave a room for disappointment. That's what they say. When you're expecting something, they would encourage you by saying, always leave a room for disappointment. That's very, very dangerous. God has not called us for shame, for disgrace, for disappointment. My advice to you is always leave a room for love. Touch the person next to you. Say to them, leave a room for love. Leave a room for love. All right. Now I want you to take your Bible. Hold it like this. Say these words after me. This is the word of God. It is the lamp unto my feet. My freedom depends on this word. My purpose, my resilience, my encouragement, my courage, my persistence depends on this word. My life, my desires, my decisions depend on this word. My hope, my joy depends on this word. My life, my life, my all depends on this word. And if you believe it, I want you to shout hallelujah.
Shout Jesus. Just lift your voice and begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. You can do much better. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Look at the person next to you one more time. Say, never leave room for disappointment. Always leave room for love. Spiritual freedom in our lifetime. You may take your seats. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Hermane. Let's thank the Lord for Hermane. Amen. God is good. Freedom. 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 You fight for freedom. Freedom doesn't come passively. Freedom doesn't come by chance. You fight for freedom. And from tonight, I pray that the Lord will grant you supernatural courage to fight the good fight of faith. We are sitting here, we are facing many different kinds of challenges. Some of them are financial, some of them are of health, some of them are relationships, some of them are just personal. But no matter what you are facing, it is my prayer that the Lord will grant you supernatural courage and faith and resilience to fight the good fight of faith. And today I stand here as a man of God, under the power of the Holy Spirit, to affirm to you, no matter what you are facing, you will not be defeated. And I want you to stand in faith with me and receive your victory together with me. None of you will be defeated. None of you will be in shame. None of you will be a victim of disgrace, of sorrow, of discouragement. None of you will be a victim of sin. If you choose to trust the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles in the book of John chapter 14. Verse 1. Freedom begins from the heart. That is where freedom begins. You can't be free until your heart is free. None of us will ever be free until the heart is free. And it reads as follows. If you're there, say amen. If you're not there, say please don't wait for me. Let's read it. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Touch the person next to you. Say to them, don't let your heart to be troubled. Hey, the person next to you is going to have a difficult time tonight, eh? I'm a touchy person. I like to touch. So, don't let your heart to be troubled. Now, Jesus understands that life is full of troubles. He understands that. He is aware that life comes with all sorts of troubles, all sorts of challenges. But strangely enough, he says to us, don't let your heart be troubled. If you allow your heart to be troubled, it's going to be difficult for you to enjoy the freedom that God has for you. If you allow your heart to be troubled, it's really going to be a struggle. People will preach, people will encourage you, people will speak as much. Even God will encourage you. But if your heart is troubled, It's very difficult to enjoy freedom. Now, David writes, says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you, O God, you are my protection. There are times when your heart will be overwhelmed, but never settle for less. And now he gives us an option, and he says, if it happens that your heart is troubled, trust me and trust in God. There's an option. Trust me. And so when troubles come, it's a very perfect time for us to trust God. It's very, very perfect. When troubles come, always know that there is a rock that is higher than you, and his name is Jesus. Amen. So never allow your heart to be troubled. The moment your heart is troubled and you settle for the trouble which troubles your heart, you will not enjoy your freedom. God wants you to be free. Emotionally, he wants you to be free. Spiritually, he wants you to be free in every single thing that you can think of. And freedom begins in the heart. Another thing that we have looked at, we have already looked at this one. It says, God has poured his love into our hearts by his Holy Spirit. So I want you to understand tonight that at least there's something that's going to help you to trust God. It's the love that he has poured in your heart. That love is going to help you. His love is going to help you to trust him when trouble comes. Now let's turn our Bibles once again in the book of Galatians chapter 4. The love that God has poured into your heart is going to help you trust God. It's going to help you trust God. And always be aware. When trouble comes, always be aware that God has poured his love into my heart by his Holy Spirit. I will not be put to shame. I will not be disappointed. Let's read it. Because you are his sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. I want you to underline those words, hearts, in these three scriptures that I've given you. Underline that word, heart. God has poured his love into our hearts. Do not let your hearts be troubled. God has sent the Spirit of his Son into. So the love that has been poured into your heart is going to help you to trust God. The Spirit that has been sent into your heart is also going to help you to trust God. Your freedom, your spiritual freedom, depends on the Holy Spirit. Listen to him. Hear him. Obey him. Love him. Fellowship with him. Until you yield and you submit and you obey the Holy Spirit. Until. Then you will enjoy the freedom. Amen. Is everyone still here? We're still on the same page, ne? All right. Don't let your heart be troubled. God has poured his love into your heart. God has sent his Spirit into your heart. So the Spirit is in your heart. You don't even have to. I feel the Spirit. Nah. Those are just extras. The Spirit of God influences your decision making. The Spirit of God influences your desires. That's what he does. And life revolves around desires and decisions. So God has poured his love into your heart, and so is love. Love influences the way you think. Spirit and love, those two things, they influence what you desire, and they influence your decision making. Amen. So God has poured his love into your heart, and God has sent his Spirit into your heart. So when trouble comes, The intention of every trouble you are facing, it is a threat to threaten your freedom. Every trouble that you're facing, it's a threat to your freedom. Every form of trouble wants you to become a prisoner to it. Never become a prisoner to your troubles. You on top. Don't settle for less. God has poured his love into your heart. God has sent his spirit into your heart. So when trouble comes, you are already on the winning side because of the love which is in your heart, the spirit which has been sent into you. You are already on the winning side. You already. Because of the spirit of God. Because of the love of God. The only thing that you need to do now is to trust God. Now let's turn our Bibles for the last time now. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Are we still together? God has sent his love. God has sent his spirit in your heart. And he has poured his love into your heart. So your heart is loaded. Your heart is loaded. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. Don't. Thomas, can you please come here? Can you put one hand in the place where your heart is and one hand in the place where your mind is? Okay. Have you ever seen your mind? You just believe you've got a mind. Okay. In the same way, in the same manner you believe you've got the mind and the heart, I want you to believe the word of God. In the same way, just stand there. And so I want to make this illustration. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Verse 5 says, "For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." Now, I want you to put your hand here on where your mind is. So, this is what God says about you. So, God says that he has poured his love into your heart. Again, God says that he has sent his spirit into your heart. And he says, do not be troubled. But the God of this world, the God of this world, he comes and he blinds your mind. The God of this world tells you you are not worthy of his love. The God of this world tells you that you are not worthy of the Spirit of God. Let's go back to that verse 4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Who are the unbelievers? An unbeliever is anyone who resents the truth of the word of God. If you don't believe that God has sent his spirit into your heart, you are an unbeliever. If you don't believe that God has poured his love into your heart, if you find it difficult to believe that, you are an unbeliever. And because you are an unbeliever, you are giving the devil, who is your greatest enemy, the power to blind your mind. Are we still together? So if you don't believe that God has sent his love into your heart, it's easy for the devil to blind the way that you think. He will blind you. He blinds you. The devil turns the truth into the lie, and he turns the lie into the truth. That's what he does. The devil will tell, God will say to you, "Hey Leon, I've poured my love into your heart." And the devil will come and say, "Hey Leon, God has poured his love into Luke's heart, not yours. I'm sorry, my brother." He still speaks the same thing, but it's not for you. Do you get the picture? Yeah. No, really, God has poured his love, but not in your heart, in Luke's heart. He distorts the word. And if you're going to sit down, he's gonna remind you. Ah, Leon, you must remember, you have bitterness issues. How can God pour his love into your heart? You have anger issues. You don't forgive easily. So it can't be with you. I'm sorry, my brother. That's your problem. You have issues with pride. You have issues with envy. First, you must deal with yourself. And then God will pour his love. That's the devil speaking to you. You can listen to that voice. It's a voice of deception. No, you must first deal with yourself. You see, look. He just came out of a 40-day fast. He's the guy. And the devil gives you this picture and you're like, hey, I think you are telling me the truth. I think I really need to, I need to deal with myself, go on a 40-day fast, and then after 40 days fast, I believe that God has sent his love in my heart, and that he has sent his spirit. I need 40 days to sanctify myself. No. This thing begins here and now. Now, believe it right here and now. God has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Unbeliever, it's not an Islam, a Buddha. No, it's anyone who resists the truth of the word. Anyone who says, no, this is not for me. It's for someone. And then the enemy will take the truth, turn it into the lie, and turn the lie, and turn it into the truth. But let's move on. For God who said, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts, underline that our hearts again, to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. The devil is after your mind and God is after your heart. If God can have your heart, if only he can have your heart, that's enough. If the devil can have your mind, that's enough for him as well. So God wants your heart. If you give him your heart, then he will deal with your mind. The devil wants your mind. And if he can have your mind, I'm telling you, he will turn your heart upside down. So God says, for God who said, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory. And now, when the light of the word of God comes, it comes with freedom. When the light, the true meaning of light is truth itself. And God wants truth to dwell in your heart. Verse 8. Let's quickly go to verse 8. Now verse 8 says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. You're sitting here now. Jesus, when I started, Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Your heart may be pressed on every side as you are sitting here. Pressed on every side. But I am here to tell you, if you allow God to pour his heart, his love constantly in your heart, you will not be crushed. Nothing will ever crush you. When you trust God, nothing will crush you. You will not be in despair when you trust God. When you allow the love of God and the Spirit of God to lead you, nothing will crush you. You will not be in despair. It will be very easy for you to say, all things work together for my good. It will be very easy for you to say, there is no weapon that is formed against me that shall prosper. When your heart is fully trusting in the Lord, nothing will crush you. And all these troubles that we face on a daily basis, the intention, it is to crush you, turn you into powder. But the devil is a liar. You will not be crushed. You will not be in despair. You will not be destroyed. And some of you, you're actually counting that it's tick tock, tick. Hey, I'm very close. I will be crushed anytime from now. No. You'll not be crushed. If you can just trust in the Lord, if you can just place all your trust in the Lord, you will not be crushed. Even if you get crushed, the Lord will tell you, will turn you into supernatural glorious powder. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So my encouragement to you today, trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. No matter the problems that you're facing, you will not be crushed. Nothing has the power to crush you. And now when I come back into the mind, the Bible instructs us to renew our minds and not conform to the pattern of this world. And when our minds are renewed, it's very easy for us to know the good, the pleasing, and the perfect will of God. Don't allow your mind to conform to what the world offers you. The world has got its own opinions about you. Don't take those opinions. The world has got its own opinions about the color of your skin, your bank balance. Don't. Take what God says about you. Your entire destiny and purpose depends here. Your freedom is here. It's here. It's here. God said to Joshua, meditate on this book. Do not let it depart from your mouth. By so doing, you'll have good success and great prosperity. Just by meditating on this word. You will not be crushed. Touch the person next to you, say, you will not be crushed. You will not be in despair. You will not be abandoned. You will not be destroyed. Be strong in the faith. Be strong in the grace. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of His might. Now put your hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Your freedom depends on the love that has been poured in your heart. Your freedom depends on the spirit that has been sent into your heart. You are going to be troubled. They are going to come. Troubles of different forms and kinds are going to come. But I'm here to affirm to you, if you can just trust the Lord and not allow your heart to be troubled, even if you are pressed on every side, you will not be crushed. And some of you, you are sitting here, you're on the edge. But today I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, He's turning things around into your favor. There is no need for you to be in sorrow. There is no need for you to be in despair. There is no need for you to feel abandoned. Your Father loves you dearly. He loves you. He cares for you. And He knows you by your name.